Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
This might be fun. I just thought about this. If you guys want to call in right now, one of the few times that you'll be able to call in before we take off tomorrow, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. But why am I asking? Where is the place that you had your emotional breakdown? That you were out in public somewhere? It was just, I can't say inappropriate, because you just couldn't like control it, man. There's so much going on in your life, and I'm sure Cassie has years of breakdowns all over Atlanta. But I'm really curious, like, were you in a meeting with your boss, and it got pushed over the edge?
Had Adam Levine hung up on you when you just launched a new show in D.C., and you completely lost it in a production room in front of one of your big bosses?
There were just things going on in your life that nobody knew about, and the emotions took over. There you were at Target buying something, or you were in the self-checkout line, and it all hit you at one time, and you just started bawling, right? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, because I am happy to report.
Yes?
I had one yesterday!
Yay!
I had my first one yesterday.
Mentee B!
What is that?
Mental breakdown.
Oh.
Where was it? How did it happen?
Yeah. Let me tell you, I was so excited about it that it took me out of it because I was so excited to text Amanda, who's wanted me to have a breakdown.
Yeah.
So it kind of took me out of the moment because I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to tell Amanda that I'm shedding tears right now. So I don't know why. This is not one of my favorite songs or anything, but I'm just in my truck with the top down.
Butterfly Kisses.
Yeah. And I am driving to the gym, and I have this playlist that has been playing on Spotify. It's like a feel-good playlist, right? And for whatever reason, as I'm driving, this song comes on.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to
So I don't have any kind of connection to this song. It's an ELO song from what year, Tommy?
That was probably around 75-ish.
Didn't Guardians of the Galaxy make it popular again? I mean, it's always been popular, but
ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, is my favorite group of all time. So I got to see them in Philadelphia on the fifth row and Atlanta on the front row. So
Coldplay would like a word.
The fact that they made them made you cry. I love it.
Yeah, so I'm driving, and I don't know if it's the frequency of the song, because I don't even know what they're really saying in the song, but yesterday I just had one of those moments, and it's very hard for me to like focus in on the moment on emotions, because I've told you guys about my fight with just holding back when there's any kind of emotion at all. I try to exit that. But yesterday I was driving from my house to the gym, and I was filled with two emotions at the exact same time. I didn't even know it was possible, but there was so much joy and peace and so much sadness at like the same time. I don't know that I've ever experienced that before.
That's why there's a song called Joy and Pain.
Yeah.
Sunshine and Rain.
Right now, 2-1, baby.
This is what I'm going to miss the most. Said right. No one ever.
Right now, it's just pain.
Yeah.
I'm driving around, and I'm heading to the gym, and you can go two ways to get into my gym. One is more public, where you have to go through a lot of cars to get to it. And the other one is the backside of a Target, right? Where I think the delivery trucks come, and that's where they do their deliveries. So I go over that way and I pull over. There are a couple of delivery guys there at the back of Target, and I just start crying in my car yesterday.
You were just boo-hooing like a baby in the back of a Target?
Yes.
A Mr. Blue Sky?
Yes.
You're crying at the happiest place on earth, Target.
I know, right? So I finally had it.
Okay.
And then I text Amanda. I'm like, hey, I finally had the breakdown that you wanted me to have. And she's like, great?
Yeah. Question mark.
Congrats. Are you like a silent crier or do you like just let it?
It was a more teary silent cry than it was a boo-hooer. But you guys have had to have these before.
I've had plenty.
Where?
Well, I was crying so hard in my car to drop my stuff off to an ex to drop my stuff off at my ex's house that the cop pulled me over.
Oh God!
Because apparently you're not allowed to drive and cry. And then he had to call a female cop because he didn't feel comfortable talking to me.
Stop it!
Swear to God. And then I had a binge session in the White Castle parking lot, and then after I ate a bunch of food, I started crying.
Oh, that's a good one.
Didn't you have one at Target too? I feel like I recall you having one at Target.
I don't think so, unless I just forgot about it.
It's so disrespectful to Target. Like you said, it's the happiest place on earth outside of Disney.
It's like, yeah, it's literally like crying at Disney. Like everyone's having a great time here. There's deals, there's ice cream, there's reasonably priced clothes. Why are you crying?
Olivia, where did your spontaneous breakdown happen?
So I started just absolutely sobbing on my college campus. I was listening to headphones and I just had the most stressful day. And walking in the center of campus, just started sobbing. I've been listening to you guys since middle school, and I'm now in my doctorate.
Wow.
Ooh, congratulations.
Congrats. I kind of feel like a college campus is a breeding ground for a breakdown for young men and women, because you're under so much stress, and I wouldn't even feel out of place. Like
I literally saw, and it was not AI, an engineering exam with instructions on what to do, and it was like, number three, if you're going to cry, please cry quietly. Four, please do not wipe your tears on the paper.
No way, really?
It was like half of the instructions were about crying.
Good morning, Sue. Your spontaneous breakdown, emotional breakdown, happened where?
At the Akron Zoo in Ohio. I live in South Carolina, but I flew in for the weekend to see my son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter. And while I was there, my two boys who live with us still let me know that our dog of almost 15 years was going to pass.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's not a spontaneous breakdown. That's a real good reason to break down right there.
Yeah, so now I had sunglasses on, just bawling on the merry-go-round. Nobody there knew what was going on except for my daughter-in-law.
Oh,
my granddaughter's only two, so she was kind of clueless.
On a scale of 1 to 10, like I haven't ever heard about the Akron Zoo. Do they have a good zoo?
Oh my gosh, they have a fantastic zoo. I mean, they have like a ginormous grizzly bear that was swimming around like right in front of my granddaughter. She's like right by the glass. They have flamingos. They have monkeys. It's probably one of the better zoos I've been to. We live in South Carolina, but the Akron Zoo is absolutely fantastic if you ever get the opportunity.
I've been there before. It's great.
Really?
Uh-huh. Are we really doing 2 minutes on the Akron Zoo?
I was curious. Thank you, investigative reporter Kristen Klingshorn.
The Akron Chamber of Commerce is so happy they just got this free.
That's where they shot the scene in Anchorman. Remember the zoo scene?
Shut up. That was at the... No way.
No, not really, but I thought you'd get excited about saying that.
I did, you butthead.
Derek, I like when guys call in with their spontaneous breakdown. Where did it happen?
Yeah, so me and my ex-wife, we kind of had an emotional breakdown, and we kind of had an emotional breakdown fight in New York City in front of Charlie Murphy, the late Charlie Murphy. And my ex-wife was a singer, and she was just going through emotional stuff in New York City. And the promoter happened to be friends with Charlie Murphy, and we kind of broke down in front of Charlie Murphy.
That's great.
Derek, I got to know, what was Charlie Murphy's reaction to your breakdown?
He was just to mesmerize it, just like, seeing if he could help, and, just one of those things, and I would just, felt bad afterwards because Eddie Murphy wasn't there, but anyway, first, I just want to say, I'm going to miss you on the air, and I'm having an emotional breakdown, now, too.
Aww, thank you, Derek.
You're one of the greatest, and I do a podcast myself, and I interviewed you back in the day on my podcast. I just want to say, you are a great guy, Bert, and I love you, and you do a great job in Atlanta, too, so,
Thank you, Derek. What was the podcast? Yeah.
Derek Shapiro Show and DSSTVStation.com. I interviewed back in 2011, and it's still up on my podcast on DerekShapiroShow.com. And I put a YouTube to you yesterday, you're just a great guy, and it was a privilege interviewing you back in the day. I've interviewed a lot of other people too, but you're one of the greatest people I've ever interviewed,
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, good luck in your retirement, and I'm going to miss you. And, and you're just one of the great people in Atlanta, I've been listening to you right now. I'm in Rhode Island right now. So,
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for all the nice words. Really appreciate it. So we could do this for 6 hours. Look at the phone lines. I mean, people are breaking down left and right. Good morning, Stacy. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. So I work part-time at a pretty popular breakfast restaurant. This actually just happened about 2 weeks ago, and I had a lot going on in my life. And my coworkers were just kind of picking on me about something. We're just making fun of each other. And I lost my ever loving mind. And I love my coworkers. They're good friends of mine. And I started screaming at them and I'm telling them that I don't bleeping care and this, that, and the other. And I picked up my coffee and I sipped it and they said, oh, Stacy's crashing out. And I slammed it in the coffee or in the trash can. And I walked out the back door and I had a full on panic attack.
Crashing out really is a great term for it. That's what it feels like. You're just totally crashing out.
Crashed out. And I want to let you know, my 9-year-old son listens to you with me every day. He's been at Bert's or the big thank you when he was a baby, and we're going to miss you guys. And he's super bummed about tomorrow being the last show as well. So he's listening right now.
Thank you. And he's also the only 9-year-old that knows what radio is, which is really impressive. Also. Thank you. All right, one last one here. And if you guys want to call up over the next couple of days and just say hey to the cast that's in here, or even say hey and thank you to the people that even aren't on the staff anymore, that's fine with me. We got nothing else to do. All right. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey there, brother. Bert, how are you?
My dude, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad. Where I lost my you know what, was in the office of my boss's, in my boss's company office there. I was transferring from Georgia down here, from Michigan down to Georgia. And he called me into the office after I've been with him for several years. And when he started to get emotional, I just lost it. And we both, he's the owner of the company, Ralph Boyle Incorporated. And so the owner of the company and I sit in his office, just sitting there just crying our heads off. It's just because we had such a connection and I was leaving, not on bad terms. It was because I was married my wife and I was have to transfer down to Georgia, which I would like to add. You were the reason why me and my wife got together years ago, about 16 or 17 years ago. You did a contest on Valentine's Day. For a person who calls in, they will win a dinner at one of the top 5 restaurants, if you remember.
Yeah.
And I called in, I won, and I took my girlfriend at that time to dinner, and we lost contact, but we got back together. She always remembered that night that we went to the Blue Dolphin, which is not open anymore. And now we're married.
Crazy.
I'm also the second place winner in the Father's Day joke off. There was only 2 people in it, but I got second place.
There's only 2 people in it. What was the joke that lost it for you?
You know, I don't know what the joke was, but it fell flat. And I knew as soon as it left my lips. So, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for being instrumental in me and my wife's life. And we would never forget it. And I know that story there can be a song with everyone else that has been invested in listening to your show. I've been a listener since, I guess, what was it, 22 years now.
Wow, man.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you telling us that story. You just never know, man.
I'm just wondering how long that turn signal is. His turn signal was on the entire time he was talking. That light is long.
You know, I had this thought the other day, too. You know, I was telling my therapist about this, that over the course of the last couple of weeks, there have been so many sweet DMs coming in and calls like that coming in, that here I am saying that I'm trying to find, part of the reason why I'm leaving is to try to find some internal self-worth stuff that is not finding worth from adulation from others. And I feel like I have been overdosing on this drug the last 2 weeks, and I'm going cold turkey on Saturday. So it's just the opposite of what I was hoping for. You know what I'm saying?
If you need me to text you every day to tell you you're pretty, I'll do it for you.
No, I need just the opposite. I need you to text me and tell me I'm a piece of crap.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We will get a follow-up with Ditch or Date here in just a couple of minutes. You remember Kelly from a couple of days ago that she's going out with a dude, finds out that he's living with his ex-girlfriend, and she puts a line in the sand. Okay, did this dude really move out or not? We'll get an update in a second. But we got to throw this to Cassie here because a lot of you guys are in panic mode right now.
Yeah, and, because you're like, what am I going to do on Monday when the Burt Show is gone? What am I supposed to listen to?
A lot of people in the studio are wondering that also. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I'm just going to live stream on my Instagram for 5 hours.
It's been very, very sweet, but a lot of you guys have been listening for 25 years, man. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow. It's so touching and crazy that I have been getting like DMs from people, messages from people going, oh my God, I started listening to you when I was 5 years old. I'm 30. What? Right. So you're in a bit of like, what am I going to do? I'm in this routine. Well, we've got Burt Show lined up for you.
Yeah, the answer is more Burt Show. Yeah. But highlights from the past 25 years. If you listen on the podcast, like you're listening now, maybe in your car or at home, we will continue to release highlights from the past 25 years on the main free podcast feed. So you can take a trip down memory lane. If you listen through the app is going away. So you'll need to subscribe for free on Apple or Spotify. Now, if you're a P1 and you want to go hardcore and listen to bonus audio and everything I can find from the past 25 years, along with some bonus video, then you're going to hit up our Patreon, which is live. So go to theburtshow.com and you'll see a link there and you can subscribe, be a part of our fan chat. We've had merch flying off the shelves. So I set up a brand new merch store and you get a discount code too if you're a part of the P1 fam.
Okay, so there's a lot to discuss, but you know, you're in your car, you can't write it all down. You're probably not going to remember it. Is there like one landing page we have that explains it all?
Yeah, theburtshow.com.
Okay, there you go. So when you wake up on Monday morning, you don't have to be in a panic. You can listen to the show the same way you have been for 25 years. And you're going to hear some stuff that, frankly, we have forgotten.
So what is so crazy, as Cassie was telling you guys, I'm sitting here with the binder from 2011 because Tommy and I are still trying to look up some last minute stuff. And this was on my heart yesterday because I went to go pick up my digitized VHS 8mm, 8mm and VHSC tapes from a company that I want to make sure I get their name correct too, because they did Hackett's Digital File Creations. All right. So I gave them like 100 videos for them to digitize. And I went and we did like an exchange in the Costco parking lot. So he gave me the hard drives and gave me my tapes back. And I was started to watch just a few of them last night. And of course, I'm like boohooing and bawling like a baby. Because, I mean, it's me running around the yard with my brother when we were toddlers and, you know, seeing family that is no longer with us. And it got me thinking about Pops. And I was like, man, I wonder if I can find that time we played a prank on my dad when we called and told him you weren't paying me enough and I had to work at a strip club in Atlanta.
Oh, yes.
And I found it.
You found it?
Oh, my God. It says right here, Kristen, financially struggles. Ask Dad.
Fantastic. Can we play that?
I mean, I can ask Tommy and see if we can rip it. But because like,
so good.
Like selfishly, of course, like we do this show for the Burt Show listeners, right? We do this for you guys. But we would be such liars if we didn't say we didn't get anything out of this, right? And so as I was thinking back, because I mean, my dad used to come on the show, you know, quite a bit. And every time we call him, Abby, he'd be like, WJIM, you're on the air. It's like number 10 in the charts, but number one in your hearts. How's everybody doing?
And he used to do jokes where he told us one part of the joke in the beginning of the show, and then we played the punchline later because they were dirty jokes and you couldn't play them together. And then I, for whatever reason, I was like, man, I remember calling Dad, and the way my dad handled it, I'm like, I would love to listen to that again because as I was listening to his voice, Watching those videos last night, I'm like, oh, it would be so cool just to hear his voice one more time from when he came on The Bert Show.
Not enough emotional cutting for you this week, huh? You want to go even deeper?
I'm a glutton for punishment.
But there's going to be stuff like that that's going to be on the podcast, and you can listen to it the same way you are right now. It's not like you're in the car and you have to go segment by segment. Just listen to as long as you want. It's all kind of confusing, the technology behind it. So go ahead and just go to the landing page, which is thebertshow.com. All explained right there. All right, let's get to Kelly here because this has happened over the course of the last week, Kristen.
Yeah, so Kelly hit us up and she was in a dilemma and she was considering ditching or dating the guy she's with. They've been together for about 3 months. She really likes him. Like, he's perfect in every way except for the fact he was still living with his ex. And not only the fact he was living with his ex, but he was hiding it from her. So every time she tried to go over there, he made excuses. So she surprised him, popped over with some coffee, and lo and behold, who was there? A woman. Who is that woman? Well, it's his ex-girlfriend. And of course, he's like, you know, listen, times are tough. Like, she and I are done, but I haven't had a chance to move out yet, blah, blah, blah. And so she was asking us, do I continue to date this guy? Do I ditch him? And I was like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being like, hey, I really like you, but this is an uncomfortable situation for me. So I'm going to step away. I'm going to let you get your stuff situated. And when you guys are no longer cohabitating, give me a call and then we'll go out again. And when she had that conversation with him, he almost like went into a panic and he's like, I can't lose you. So he told her that he was going to move out and he was going to do it ASAP. So that's why we got to check in with Kelly to see if he put his money where his mouth is and if he is indeed moving out of his apartment with his ex so he can continue to date her.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
All right. Did he actually do it or is he just BS?
No.
He did not. He did?
No,
did not.
He actually did it.
Good men exist.
This dude loves you.
I know. Not only that, he's already moved out. I could tell that he was just a man on a mission. Within days of our conversation, he'd lined up apartment tours, filled out applications, had movers scheduled by that weekend. Honestly, I didn't think he'd follow through that fast, but he kept me updated every step of the way. He sent me photos of the new place once he got the keys. I'm just like really excited. So he told me I gave him the push that he needed and that he should have done this months ago.
I want to use
and apparently.
Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm just like so excited. And so apparently, guys, his ex was furious. So she completely lost it when she realized that he was really leaving and she accused him of abandoning her. She cried her eyes out, said that he was choosing some girl he barely knows over her. But he stood his ground and he told her, listen, we broke up. It's time for both of us to move on.
Wow.
So she was kind of probably holding on for some hope that, hey, we're still in the same place. There's a chance we're going to get back together. And this dude put his foot down and is like, I just want to let you know this thing's over. Let me use you as the example for the advice I've been giving on this show for 25 years. And that advice is this. Women, listen to this. If a guy is into you and he really, really believes in you, he will move heaven and earth to get to you. There shouldn't be any of this, well, he's been too busy to call. Oh, he's been really, really busy. He hasn't texted me. No, 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 no. When our heart is into it, we will move out within 24 hours when we are given an ultimatum. And you got to remember that. Sometimes you got to put all your chips in. And this guy really is into you. And he has proven that.
He will move heaven and earth. He will move down the hall. He will move out of the building if he's really into you.
Good for you. I'm glad. I'm glad we could give that lesson because that's a really important one. We're so scared, I think. We operate out of fear in relation. I know I've done this, where you stay in relationships just for fear of like being alone or there's no one's going to love me like that anymore. But the truth of the matter is when you put all your chips in, it generally works out.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, even if it doesn't, you have proven something to yourself. So it's a win-win all the way around. Congrats.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I still can't believe it. He like actually did what so many guys talk about doing but never do, and he proved it. So seeing him in action like that, it just made me feel safe, respected, and honestly, a little even more swoony for him. And now that he's
all settled into his new place, and we've got plans to go out this weekend to celebrate his big move. I'm a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie, but mostly just really excited. And I want to see, you know, I wanted to see if he was serious about me, and now I really know.
You should text him today and go, hey, this is moving too fast, I need a break.
Can you imagine?
See you, Kelly.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Good morning, Don. You are part of The Bird Show. What's going on, my man?
Oh, man, I just want to sit back and thank you guys for everything that y'all have done, especially the cast and everyone. I've met all of you guys out there, and like I said, I'm the guy with the funny car. I met Christian back when she used to do the Toys of Top.
Don, it's so good to hear from you, friend. How are you doing?
I am doing good if I can just stay out of the hospital.
Oh, bless. What's going on, babe?
A little everything. Like I said, I had cancer like 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And I just got out last week because they had to go back in there because my intestine got all twisted up.
Well, that's not good.
This is the sound of somebody that is so used to having cancer. Like, they're just saying it like,
I
was late for a date. Yeah, I'm on my third time fighting cancer. Yeah, that's still kind of a big deal, dude.
I mean, Dawn showed up at every single one of the Toys for Tots I did for the Marines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to just figure out if it's possible that I can figure out how to stay in touch with you guys.
Yeah, you know, people have been asking about that online. I'm guessing you guys are getting the same thing. It would be, even though I'm done kind of performing for right now, cutting off completely would be impossible. I mean, you just don't go from doing all this to like really living a life of solitude. I'm not capable of it. So yeah, at least online, I'm still going to be on Instagram. That's the only one I'm going to check. I don't go anywhere near Facebook anymore. But I'll be on Instagram.
Yep, Instagram as well, at Chris Kling. So would like love to keep in touch, Dawn.
Also on Instagram, at the Abby Murphy.
At Cassandra Young.
Okay, y'all plan on doing anything before you guys leave, going anywhere? Well, if I can get out.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
We actually, Don, we had talked with the station, and Bert didn't have, like, strict rules about, like, these retirement shows, but he did want it to go very low-key, but Tommy and I were like, yeah, bro, it's been 25 years. It can't be, like, that low-key. So right. While we've kept the celebrity interviews to a minimum, we've had a lot of blasts from the past, and we were going to do, like, a bon voyage party for the listeners. It just, unfortunately, the idea was out there. We were working on it, but it never came to fruition. So what we have to do, what you got to do, Dawn, is you got to find Bert's Bronco and put a GPS tracker on it. That way you can figure out where he's going to be and just surprise him.
Okay, because I would love to see you guys. Bert, I've been with you ever since you started the show. I used to be so dang aggravated because you can be talking and all of a sudden you go away.
That's what's kind of happening now. No, I appreciate it, man. And I was in this weird spot also when we were deciding what we were going to do. And again here, you guys, part of this for me, probably the most... just let me be real here for just one second. So, I joked with Amanda about this the other day, and I said it to my therapist yesterday also. This is all Amanda's fault. This whole thing is Amanda's fault. So, there was a time where Amanda and I, when we were friends, just friends, on the Bert's Big Adventure trip, that she made me take a look at my life and put a mirror up to my life. And it wasn't anything that she said that I didn't know was going on, but for whatever reason, her words pierced me more than my own thoughts. So at that particular moment, I'm like, you know what? I just think I'm done with the BS in my life, and I am ready to really live kind of like this authentic life now. And I don't even know what that looks like. I've been performing my entire life. So from that... So from that conversation on, I have been making all these different changes that are so different than what I was used to before, you know, like trading in the big fancy home that was really feeding my ego more than anything else, stuff like that. Getting rid of relationships that were more superficial than they were real. They looked great, but they weren't really great, you know, and part of this part of taking off from the Bert Show, I wanted to celebrate you guys because you guys are the ones that made the Bert Show what it is. Without you guys, there is no us. So I wanted to celebrate that, but I also was really very passionate about us keeping this to Burt Show family, and when I mean that, I mean our actual families and in studio family also, for the last couple of hours of the show, and not I just wanted it to be about us and really having kind of this authentic, intimate time together before we take off.
You know what I grossly underestimated? And I was telling a friend this yesterday, and it's so funny because, like, you have a kid, you know it's going to be hard, but then you have the kid and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea it was going to be this difficult. And you look back and you're like, well, duh, like you're raising a human. And looking at the Burt's retirement and the Burt Show coming to an end, like, I knew it would be emotional, but I grossly underestimated the emotional toll the last couple of weeks we're going to have. And it's been a lot more than I ever anticipated. And I knew it would be hard. And it's, you know, and it's not, I'm not, and I want people to make sure we are so happy for you and we are so excited for you. You've been busting your butt in radio for 40 years. Like, you have earned to hop on that plane and fly out and see the world. But wrapping up 14 years for myself anyway, sharing your life and reliving those moments and doing like this really like personal deep dive has just, it's taken a toll on me emotionally that I was not prepared for.
Right. No, I understand it. And Abby has been very, very vocal on how she's been feeling about it also, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I've only been here a couple of years and frankly would have loved to have been here longer and feel like I just kind of settled in. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward. So I'm excited to see where everyone ends up. I've been getting lots of DMs from everyone else saying the same thing. So life's going to look a little different in a year, and that's fine.
Hey, Don, you're a great representation of what I'd like to say to everybody, man. Just thank you so much for your time and listening and dedication and loyalty. And I wish there was a way that we could put it all together and have one big party together. We just couldn't pull it off the way we wanted to, but that doesn't mean that I'm not eternally grateful for you, my man.
And same here, buddy. I really do. I appreciate it. Got to meet everyone you get, guys. Adam Baum, all of know all you guys out there, and that was great. Great ride, buddy. I appreciate you all. Tell me, maybe I'll get to see you on somewhere around.
Oh, we'll see each other. We love you, Don.
You guys will run into each other at a Buc-ee's or
y'all
something.
Y'all take care. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Don.
I appreciate you, man.
Y'all take care.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so Abby, if you want to get off Abby's blocked list, you can do it. There is a way. There is a key.
One of the things I'm so happy that the show has championed is the blocked button, because the longer I've been on the show, the more I've wanted to block people, because the audacity, I don't know where people be finding it. I don't know if there's bigger pockets in jeans nowadays. These bags are big and you can keep all the audacity in there. But the things that some people will say to you, you're like, you would never say that to somebody in person.
There's an audacity well somewhere, and that mofo has not run dry.
It is alive and well. And so because there is a plethora of audacity out there, I have used the block button a time or two or 10 or 100 on my own Instagram. Because how are you going to come into my house and tell me something about myself that I don't need to hear, that isn't true, all of the above? But somebody did something a couple of weeks ago that got them off my block list. And I thought I would, in the final days of the Burt Show, offer it to anybody else who has realized they've been blocked by me. And I will let you know what you can do to be removed from the list.
So this is your rules of block redemption.
This is a successful block redemption arc that 1P1 has successfully completed.
I admire that, because once you're on my block list, there's no going back. That's it. I'm not
spending time. We're old enough, forgiving.
Yeah. You know what else I've done too? You're not on Facebook, right?
I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I'm not really like on Facebook.
So I'm not really on it very much either, but here's something cool to do. That when somebody leaves a nasty comment and there are other people that like it or heart it or whatever, you go into everybody's account that has liked it and you block all of them also.
That's what I do.
Because it's just a matter of time before they say something nasty to you. And it has really been great at shielding people. Like, I'm not nervous about going online anymore because for the most part, I've blocked them all out.
You guys are like busy real adults. How do you have time for this?
Sorry, I'm going to rephrase. That is what I used to do. And then I realized when you block someone, it lowers your follower account. And so I'm like, you know what? What I do instead is I restrict them.
Ah.
So they can't make any more comments, but I still get the follower. And it's the best revenge because then they're helping my career and my Instagram numbers when I do any kind of like social post or anything. But they can't leave the nasty comments.
That's extra petty.
But if they don't follow you and they're not helping your follower account.
Bye, babe.
Yeah. Bye. But not, that's the weird thing is they always follow you. I'm like, why? If you're so angry about me for whatever reason, why are you following me? It's just the most bizarre behavior. Or if like you're somebody who has made weird comments are always the first people to watch your Instagram stories. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and I'm just going to sound super old here. I'm just going to be the oldest guy in the room that, look, I think a lot of mental health problems that we're having in this country right now have everything to do with social media.
I'm not getting off social media. So anyway, if you want to get off my block list, I'll tell you how somebody on my list recently got readmitted and let through the pearly gates of my Instagram and can enjoy my superficial dumb girl content. So I got an email from a P1 that said, hey, I wanted to formally apologize to you for being a boomer grammar police in your DMs. For context, like a year ago, this person just decided to make like a random comment criticizing my grammar. And I was like, shut up. Like, this is Instagram. This is not a PhD paper. And for whatever it said, I was like, bye. Like, there's no reason for you to send this to me. This is my Instagram. So I blocked him. This person said, I was embarrassed and sad when I saw that I had been blocked from your stories. I see my younger self in you, and I would love to quietly follow along to see where you land. I'm not actually a boomer, and we do share a birthday a decade plus apart. If you feel inclined to unblock me, my Instagram is bloop, 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 bloop. I promise to behave, and I will trust, I will not trust myself to playfully correct grammar any longer. Best insert name here.
I don't trust it.
You don't? I thought it was very genuine, and
It sounds like it.
The thing is I was probably in a bad mood that day. You were probably the 15th person to say something about my grammar, and you just got the block button. So I was like, you know what? Because you did something very gracious and humble. You came to my email and you said, listen, probably shouldn't have sent that. I'm sorry. I take it back. And to me, I think that I have done things I regret. I was probably in a bad mood that day. So you know what? You got off the block list.
And I do feel like there's a hierarchy of offenses. And so the grammar police isn't up there at the top, but you know, it's in there. And
it's just annoying more than anything else.
But your self-awareness that you're probably in a bad, like it hit you at the wrong time, blah, blah, blah. Now there are some things that people will say, like if you've ever said anything bad about my husband or my kid,
oof,
you're never getting invited back to the party.
Oh, see, I'm just the opposite. You could say something nasty about anybody else in my life.
It's about me.
But yeah, when it comes to me, man, it's off limits. But yeah, you want to talk about my fiance or my kids? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So anyway, this is me publicly accepting the apology. If you haven't seen already, you have been unblocked from my Instagram stories. And if anybody else wants to grovel at my virtual feet, you're welcome to.
All right, let me run this by you guys. But if you're driving around with kids in the car, you might want to check out for about a couple of minutes here because this is a funny scenario and he doesn't know what to do with it. But let me ask you guys what you would do. Okay. So I got a friend of mine, he's like in his 50s. He's got a I'm gonna be a little bit vague with some of the details here because I don't want to totally call him out, but he gave me the okay to talk about it. So he's in his 50s, he's single and in his 50s, divorced about 10 years ago, dating, doing the whole thing. That probably doesn't even have anything to do with this, but he's got himself a boutique marketing firm. And when I say boutique, we're talking about 9-10 employees maybe, but they're doing pretty good. They're on their way up, right? And when you have only 9 or 10 employees, you can have meetings in the small office that you have, talk about whatever business people talk about. Hey, I just want to let you guys know profits are down in Q2 or whatever. So let's come together and figure it all out together. Okay. So he calls a meeting and everybody shows up to the meeting room and the conference room. And he's the last one to get in there. So they're all sitting around. They're BSing with each other. They're waiting for the big boss to get in there. So he is going to do like either a PowerPoint or something like that, gets into the room while everybody's sitting there. And now it's quiet in the room while they're all waiting for what's the boss going to tell us here today. He opens up his computer, his laptop, and he didn't close out what he was watching the night before in the privacy of his own apartment.
No.
So when he opens it up, you can immediately hear the sounds that are coming out of his computer. Nobody can see the screen, but you can hear very obviously what he was watching.
What is it? Just like the Fraser theme song?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's call it that, right?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
So it doesn't last long because he's in a complete panic, slams the laptop down, and regroups himself in a moment's notice and goes on with the conference, right? So he's trying to block out like how uncomfortable everybody is, and he goes into whatever he's going into, the statistics or the status of the company, whatever.
That's a huge faux pas.
Woo! Right? So they end the meeting, whatever it was, 20, 30 minutes. Everybody goes on their way. He goes on his way. So now he's stuck with this question because it is really kind of uncomfortable, right? Everybody heard what was going on. His question is, in the next meeting, or do I bring it up to everybody and just apologize and say, hey, I know this was uncomfortable, or do you just let it go?
I'm not a fan of bosses that sweep things under the rug and try to pretend like nothing happened. Right. I think you owe, and I know we have a very unique work environment where there is like, you know, there's nothing but transparency. If you are in a very professional, like marketing environment, I think you address it. Like, I think it needs to be addressed because that shows you're taking accountability. Big fan of people who take accountability, show some self-awareness, who also can show they can apologize. I think that'll go a long way with the employees. If you address, this doesn't have to be like, you know, and in four paragraphs long, just a couple of sentences. And
it can even be vague, something like, hey, I know we were all uncomfortable in the meeting the other day, something like that.
I wouldn't assume how other people felt. I'm never going to assume other people's feelings. I would just make it not even about feelings, but just blanketly apologize.
And don't do it in writing.
Yeah,
do it verbally at the start of a next meeting. Like, hey, apologies for what you heard in the last meeting. If you would like to discuss it with me or HR privately, you're welcome to make a meeting. Otherwise, let's move on.
Oh, I'd make a joke about it.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm the boss. Like, I mean, he was watching it in the privacy of his own home. He obviously didn't want to show it during the meeting. So I would probably start the meeting with some kind of lighthearted joke. Be like, hey, don't worry. I left my adult films at home this week. Anyway, on to Q3.
That's kind of exactly what I told him to do also, is somehow, some way acknowledge it. Because like Kristen said, I'm a fan of, like, I think that they respect you more if you say, hey, we all know what's going on here. I'm embarrassed about it. Let's just move on. But if you try to sweep it under the rug, then they're subconsciously going, what else is he saying? What else is he not telling us?
Everybody makes mistakes. Not everybody owns them.
That's 100% right. Man, those are words of wisdom from Kristen this morning.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.